Katya Gordon here with you this morning on Grounds Control, and with me is a guest via phone who's been here at least once before, Barbara Budd from the Sapir Hiking Trail Association. Thank you so much, Barb, for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Katya. Good morning.
Good morning. And you are the volunteer coordinator, and I can tell you're actively working on different ways that the people can volunteer for Sapir Hiking Trail. Let's just take one step back first, and you may not have these numbers at your fingertips, which would be fine, but the Sapir Hiking Trail has really blossomed in the last, 10 years. It seems like I know we've had a lot of conversations on the radio about how the jobs have increased as the use has increased, and the Sapir Hiking Trail is a little bit in danger of being loved to death. So anyway, there's people like you now to get volunteers activated, and hopefully you do that from all over the region, not just Lake County.
Correct. To talk a little bit about that love to death, this trail was built when they thought there would be, a few people would use it, but it wouldn't be like used and used and used the way it is now, which is a wonderful thing, but it means that we have to upgrade some of the trail to handle that level of traffic. So we've got a lot of projects to do that. Plus, some structure, this is now a 37-year-old trail. So some of the original structures need replacement, repair, that sort of thing. So it's trail maintenance is never done.
Right.
So we do. We have local volunteers and volunteers from all over the state. We also pull volunteers from Wisconsin. I've had volunteers from a few volunteers that come from further away than that. So we've got a couple of very dedicated volunteers down in the Madison area, which is really cool.
It is a good reminder of how lucky we are. I mean, we live right on top of it, and people come a long way, not only to travel it, but to help with it. And I know that we've had a lot of discussions too about the major, like the wetlands and the bridges, and, just seems like there's, and the public-private partnerships, there's just so much going on a big trail like this. Anyway, you are the volunteer coordinator, and you have lots of ways people can volunteer, including a few new ways. So let's launch right into that.
Sure. We have got, of course, the trail maintenance that we regularly do. So the thing that most folks are familiar with is adopting, right? That's so taking either a campsite or a section of trail and making sure, doing two visits per year and making sure that it's kind of up to snuff and reporting things that aren't. We have a really solid core of adopters, but every year we have a few spots that open up. So I keep a waiting list, and we contact folks. If you want to get on that waiting list, I'm easy to contact at volunteer@superiorhiking.org. So that's kind of the thing that most folks are familiar with. But we have even a greater need for folks to come out and volunteer on our group projects.
Yeah.
And those happen weekly in Duluth. They're a one-day kind of commitment.
Okay.
During the work week. So we have several, usually 2 to 3 days every week in Duluth where we've got something going on.
Wow.
There's a ton of stuff going on, and we've got 6 different extended weekend projects up the shore, starting here near Two Harbors and going all the way up almost to Grand Marais, that we've got projects all along the shore this summer, 6 of them.
Wow.
And they're going to rock. And I'm sorry, it's a really bad pun, but we are going to have several stone step crossings that we're going to build.
Oh.
So ways to keep your feet dry that won't wash out with the next flood.
Wow, that is news, because I was going to ask you about bridges. So this is a new idea and a new system.
Well, yeah, it's not new. It's new-ish to this trail. We had a lot of bridges and a lot of little wooden boardwalks and puncheons across across waterways. And as they, first of all, they rot.
Right.
They become unstable. They become unsafe. And then when we get a flood event, they wash away. Stone step crossings on small creeks and rivers, things that don't require a bridge, is a great, more sustainable way of doing that. And so we're doing several of those this summer. One at Wilson Creek, which is very close to here. Hmm. One over the encampment, also very close to Two Harbors.
Yep.
And then some others that are coming up.
Like you get a bunch of people together and you're just going to move some big rocks so that you can walk across on the big rocks if the water's not too high.
Right. Yep. Moving big rocks. And we use both just, lots of hands, but also we have some rigging that will help. So if you're interested in rigging, this is also really fun and cool to learn.
Yeah.
That will help us move things that are larger than what we could carry or move with a rock bar.
I'm just amazed that I haven't thought of this before, because we have discussed the bridge problem. And it is true that, I mean, often you just can cross on the rocks in low water anyway, and it is mm-hmm. so much more sustainable. If you can get the rocks there, they're going to mm-hmm. stay, most likely.
Yes.
And, it's just a matter of getting a little bit of a mechanical advantage so you can actually move the bigger rocks into place. I think that's a great idea.
And then knowing how to set them so that they don't roll away.
Right. And so this is part of the weekend. So if you're interested in that, then this will be on a weekend in the summer.
Yes, we've got six different kind of long weekends. Everything from 2 to 6 days long. And these will be up for registration on our website kind of on a rolling basis over the summer on our volunteer page. So if you go to superiorhiking.org, click on volunteer. What you're going to see there is how the different ways you can volunteer, and there'll be registration links and that sort of thing.
Yeah, can you tell us just briefly, like, put us through a day in the life of a volunteer? Do you dress appropriately? Do you bring your own tools? Do you get fed, or do you bring your own lunch? How does that work?
Sure, you bring your own breakfast and lunch. So if you're camping, we provide camping.
Oh, okay.
So you can come from a long ways away. And we provide camping somewhere. You bring your own breakfast and lunch, and then we provide dinner on all but the night before.
Yep.
And the very last night. We provide dinners the rest of the nights. And then during the day, we provide all the tools. You want to bring, like, your water bottle and plenty of water to drink and that sort of thing. Sturdy, closed-toed shoes.
Yes.
If you have gloves, work gloves that you like, bring them. If you don't, we will provide them. Eye protection, if you have it. Otherwise, we will provide it. We provide hard hats, unless you already have one. Yeah. So those sorts of things. We start our workday at about 8:30, and we end our workday at, give or take, 4:30.
Yeah. Yep. And then how big are these groups, or does it just vary tremendously?
It varies. This year, our groups, we had a group of 20 last year for one project, but our groups this year are varying from like 6 people on up to about 15.
Okay. And I think it goes without saying that it is also like great social time. You meet other very interesting and interested people.
Yes, definitely. But if you are kind of less like you just want to get out on the trail on your own, I have a great one for folks this year.
Tell us.
And so brand new this year, we are doing an asset inventory. Speaking of bridges, we are doing an asset inventory of the entire trail, boardwalks, bridges, signs, all of that stuff, so that we can anticipate future maintenance and materials costs.
We are looking
for volunteers who want to get out there and hike with their smartphone. You don't have to have a lot of skill. We'll provide the app and the training. But you do have to have a camera on your smartphone or tablet.
Yep.
And just kind of some basic comfort with operating a simple app.
Yep.
And we ask that these folks cover at least 10 miles of trail. You don't have to do it all in one day.
Okay. That is a great idea.
We'll train for all of that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So in other words, you're going to hike the trail anyway. You bring your phone and you record everything you see along the way that is an asset to Superior Hiking Trail. I'm thinking signs, and what else do you record? Benches?
Any structure, boardwalks, bridges, signs, are the most common.
Yeah.
So anything that is built structure.
Yep. You know, we had a really good conversation with Lisa, the director, a few months ago, mm-hmm. and I remember she talked about how she has great new grants so that you can actually make a long-term plan, and I think this is one of the beginning parts of that long-term plan is to figure out what you have.
Exactly. That's true. And the other part of that big long-term plan is to understand the demographics of our trail users.
Yeah, right.
So this is the other thing, is that we are looking for trail intercept survey volunteers. So this is for the person who loves to talk to other folks,
okay.
Right? and you want to, we'll give you you don't have to make up your script, right? We'll give you a little script. It's a little intercept survey volunteer. You'll be stationed at a specific trailhead for specific times, and you'll just approach folks who come there to hike with a short questionnaire. Super easy.
Yeah.
We want outgoing folks.
Yeah.
And so if somebody is interested in either of those things, and training will be provided for both, and if you're interested in either of those things, you can email me at, again, volunteer@superiorhiking.org.
Yeah.
And I can set you on the list.
Yeah, that sounds, I would think, I mean, having done a few things sort of like that, people will be thrilled to talk about who they are and why they're on the trail. I mean, I don't think this is like a cold call situation where you're worried about people's responses. It's just it's more a matter of getting enough people to be just stationary by a trailhead for enough number of days. I'm guessing that will be the challenge for that one.
Yes, yes. And we're hoping that people will commit to 1 or 2 days if they choose to do that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Great. Well, Barbara, there's a lot going on. This is so wonderful. What else do you have?
Well, remember I talked about providing meals at all of these lovely weekend events? So the other thing we need are folks who enjoy cooking. It's a minimal commitment. It's like 2 or 3 hours in the late afternoon, early evening for a period of 2 or 3 or 4 days.
Hmm.
And so you could, if you're coming from a long way, this is a great way to go day hike during the day, come back to camp, say about 4 o'clock and set up food. We provide all of the equipment. We provide a very simple menu. There's stuff that's even I can cook.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way that we have that we're really reaching out, hoping folks, also local folks could go home at night, right? Or come
right.
just for those couple of days. So this is a good thing. We're asking now for, we've had all these really active volunteers out doing all of this heavy duty trail maintenance for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And what we're looking for now is some of those folks, don't want to do that anymore, or we have not had opportunities for people who don't want to pick up a tool. And these are ways that if you're not interested in picking up a tool
right.
and going out and digging in the dirt, this is a great way to give back to the trail.
Yeah. Are these going to be at group campsites on Superior Hiking Trail?
No. The campsites on the Superior Hiking Trail would be too difficult to launch trail maintenance. So we like last year we had one at Grand Marais Municipal Campground.
Okay.
So it just, whatever state park campgrounds, that sort of thing, whatever we can get to house, our tent, right? Camp our volunteers.
Yeah.
And this year Lamb's Campground is one of the, Lamb's Resort
yes.
is one of the places we'll be staying, which
okay.
is really cool.
Yeah, a nice new place right along the lake shore there. And, you know, I've always been really impressed with the what I assume is the level of volunteerism with the trail, because I go on those boardwalks like way in the wilderness, you know, and I'm always wondering, how did they even get this stuff out here? And here they have this, there's a lot of boardwalks.
Some of that stuff gets carried in, right, the summer. But we also have the ability, the Superior Hiking Trail owns a snowmobile.
Oh,
and
okay.
In areas that are accessible by snowmobile in the winter, which is not everywhere, but a lot of places, we can bring in materials in the winter and stage them.
Oh, that's so helpful to know. That's fascinating. Of course, it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right, I have one more question before I let you go. You said there were going to be some just day-long volunteer opportunities in Duluth. Is that to work on the areas of Superior Hiking Trail in Duluth, or is that group going to go up the shore?
Those will go everywhere from the very southern terminus on the Wisconsin border all the way up to about Reservoir Road or a little further up near Two Harbors.
Okay.
So, that group, covers a big swath of the southern end of the trail.
Yep. And then the reason it's just a single day is just because for the obvious, I mean, hopefully you'll get lots of people in Duluth who can just put in a day, but then you for the North Shore, you're just needing a bigger commitment because it's farther away.
That's right.
Okay.
And if you are interested in finding out about any of these things and getting more details and dates and locations and that sort of thing, I'm going to have a volunteer opportunities webinar, and that's coming up on March 21st.
That is really good to know. We got to get the word out about that, because you have given us a lot of information, and I bet there are people that would like to hear it again and when their paper and pencils are ready to scribble down things down. So that's, I assume you sign up from that via your website, March 21st.
Yes. Yep, you can go on our website, go to the volunteer page, and it just scroll down just a little bit, and there'll be a registration link for the Volunteer Opportunities webinar, Tuesday, March 21st at 7 p.m. If you're not able to attend that, we will be recording it and posting it on our YouTube channel.
Okay,
so
great.
Look for that after.
Yep, yep. All right, I know this has been a long interview, Barbara, but it's been really interesting, so I just have one more question, which is what percentage of volunteers come from the North Shore? Are most people coming from somewhere else, or are, you know, what percentage are us?
I don't have that right off the top of my head. I do know we've got a strong local cadre across from Duluth on up to Grand Marais.
And
some of those are adopters, and some of them are folks who come out for a day or a weekend. But percentage-wise, that's really hard to say.
Okay.
I would say maybe 30%.
Okay.
But that is really guessing, just a gut-level reaction.
Yeah.
We get a lot of volunteers from the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
We would love to see more local volunteers because, this is right. It's right here. And we would love to have that community feel that comes when you've got a lot of the folks who are right here that can, you know, be a part of this community. But we're grateful for folks from wherever they come.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Barbara. It's been a swell to chat with you. And good luck with all these projects coming up this season.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Barbara Budd with volunteer coordinator at the Superior Hiking Trail Association, whose office is located right here in Two Harbors. And once again, she will be doing a webinar on March 21st to outline, again, the many volunteer opportunities that we talked about today. So if you have any questions, get online and get into that webinar.